Britain is planning to take what it calls full control of its borders and will be closing the doors to unskilled workers and those who can't speak English. Ministers say this is part of the promise of Brexit to allow businesses to wean themselves off cheap labor. For more on what this all means, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Sky News reporter Enda Brady. Thanks for talking to us, Enda. So tell us a bit more about what's behind this.
Well, there's been a huge national debate here for 4 or 5 years, even longer, about the number of people coming to the UK to work, primarily from Europe, from Eastern Europe. And if I'm honest, you'll hear a lot of people from here saying that, you know, they don't like the fact that there are so many construction workers coming from Poland, coming from Bulgaria. They don't like the fact that there are so many nurses coming from Eastern Europe. You know, you get this national kind of debate, and you hear it in cafes, bars, restaurants. People have different opinions. The government have taken their view that enough is enough. So the Brexit referendum happened. Britain has now left the European Union. And today the government was setting out what it intends to do as of January the 1st next year when the transition period is over. If you want to come to the UK, you will need a visa. And to get that visa, you will need to score 70.70. They're calling it an Australian-style immigration system, and they're giving points for certain categories. And if you reach each category, it all adds up to 70 points. 70 you're in, less you're out.
So if you don't speak English but you hit 70 somehow, can you get in?
Not a hope. You need to speak good English. That gives you 10 points. Now, I looked at this today. I met the lady responsible for Homeland Security this morning as she was doing the media rounds and talking about this, and it got me thinking, okay, I'll let you in on a secret. There's a special relationship between the UK and Ireland. People can move backwards and forwards because the countries are so close. That's never going to change. But I looked at it and I thought, you know, I came to this country at the age of 17 to go to university. If I had been from an Eastern European country, I looked at the list of criteria, I would not have got in. And that really worried me today. I looked at it and I thought, you know, a certain job offer, that will get you 20 points straight away. If you're earning at a certain level above $35,000, that gets you another 20 points. If it's a skill that the UK desperately needs, like science and mathematics teachers, nurses, doctors, engineers, architects, that gets you more points. 10 points for speaking English. If you've got lots of academic qualifications, degrees and PhDs, that gets you more points. But I think a lot of people across Europe will be looking at this and thinking, hang on, this is designed to keep us out. That's what critics would say.
Did they take any pages from the Trump playbook?
Do you know what? That's a really good question. A lot of people feel that what's going on in Downing Street right now is, you know, Steve Bannon's influence, Donald Trump's influence, and that Boris Johnson and his advisor, Dominic Cummings, that they listen to these guys, they've met them over the years, and they feel that this is what the public wants to hear. However, certain sections of industry, farming, fisheries, agriculture, social care, nursing homes, hospitals, industry leaders in those sectors are saying, hang on, you know, these people are here for a reason, because Brits don't want to do those jobs for that pay. That's why people are coming from Poland, Romania, Bulgaria, Eastern Europe to fill these vacancies, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, because Brits don't want to do these jobs at that level of pay. So we could be heading for a crisis in those sectors. We'll wait and see. It could be a beautiful success, but right now, nobody knows.
All right. Stay tuned. Thanks for talking to us. That's Sky News reporter Enda Brady.